case of znus. The gozer rabbon and ketana mishum gedolah. The case is tam of a ketana had znus with somebody, and after that she wants to get married. So we tell this lady, you have to wait 3 months before you get married, because we want to know who the husband is. A ketana can't become pregnant. It's exayra mishum gedolah. Yeah. For the Gemara, Umi Gazrin and Ketana Mishum Gedolah, is that true? That we make a Gzeira, Ketana can't get married, Otto Gedolah? For your Tanan, we learned like this. In our Mishnah it says, in a case where the two men mixed up the two wives. So it says, if they're Ketanis, if the two wives are Ketanis, Mahzira Noisamiyad, even though the first night they live with the wrong husband, the next night they go back to the original husbands. Even though they live with somebody else. So you see, you don't make a gzeira. You see, ketanas are allowed to get married, go back to the husband right away. So Marin says, Amarav Gidl, Amarav, Haror Shor Hoysa. That was a special case. Haror Shor Hoysa means they gave a special alocha over there. For the Gemara, Michlal Davoy, Haror Shor means a special case comes up, so you give a special heta like it. Mashmo, the case really happened. For the Gemara, it didn't happen. The Mishnah just says, like, what's going to be in this case? But not that it means the case really happened. Gemara says, Ela Karor Shor Heavy, Hoysa. It's only, it was like a Roy Shor, it was a special letter over there. Ve'chilav lo shchiach. And the pshat is why, because that's not a shchiach gazach. The model never happens that two people get married, and the first night the wives get mixed up, they get the wrong wives. Peshoigik. That's not a thing that shchiach happened. Therefore, since it doesn't happen too often, they're born to make gzera. So the case in the Mishnah was the Vaktanis, young ones. Young ones for sure did not become pregnant. Therefore, our father is allowed to go back to the husband. They're not us, they're not a soita, because they did it b'shaygik. Now to make a gzera, to a gdel, you don't make a gzera here, because this is a thing that's loy shchiach.
Yes, I was less terrorist. So since chiluf is loy shchiach, therefore the rabbanon did not make a gzera. Even though usually by ketanis they make a gzera, ketanis what a gdel, but over here by hechluf, the chiluf, to change around wives, that doesn't happen too often. The rabbanon did not make a gzera. Lishnachrina, another way to the girls is like this. Lishnachrina, Amri lo, it's said like this. Omar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Kulon tzrichas lahamtin shloisha chadoshim. All the wives, whenever we have a suffix, if they're pregnant or not, and so before they get married to a second husband, or to live with the husband, they have to wait 3 months. Chutz, excluding, Migiyaris or Meshachraris Gedoyla. Hey, it's even a big one. A Giyaris, even a Shiksa. Or a Meshachraris or a Shifcha. Even though they're Gedoyla, the big ones, they don't have to wait 3 months. They're allowed to get married right away. Avo Ketano, Bas Yisrael, and a Tzricha Lamtin Gimel Chadoshim. Renechnami, a Ketano though, Bas Yisrael, does not have to wait. In other words, we don't make a Gzeira Ketano what a Gedoyla. And by Giyoros and Meshachreves, the Chiddush is, even though they're Gedolah, they're big ladies, still we're not afraid that they're pregnant. The question is, why not? We'll soon see. So Mara says, B'mai, what are we talking about? By a Ketana that does not have to have Mian, does not have to wait. Ibn Mian, if the case is where a Ketana said goodbye to a husband, Ha'amura Ha'amra Shmuel Chadazimna. Shmuel said it already one time. Ibn Get, if it's a case where a ketana received a get, ha'kom ha'shmul the boy, ha'shmul said, then you do have to have wait 3 months. There is a gzeira ketana to a gedola. The yom ha'shmul, Shmul said, miyan a boy, if the ketana says goodbye to her husband, ein etzricha lamtin shlosh chadashim, then she does not have to wait 3 months to get married again. Ma'ashenke notzon lo get, let's say the husband gave his wife the ketana a get, then three chalamtin shlosh chadoshim. She doesn't have to wait three chadoshim. See, if so, where's the case here that we're saying a ketana does not have to wait? The Teretz says biznus. In a case where there's no husband involved, stam she has nus. Uz nus biktana lo shchiach. That's why the rabbanon did not make a gzera. If a ketana had nus, it doesn't happen too often. Therefore, in a case where a ketana had nus, the rabbanon did not make a gzera. She does not have to wait 3 months before she gets married. Because really we know for sure she's not pregnant. Just that there should be a gzeira to a gedola on something that's loy shchiach, doesn't happen too often, the rabbanon does not make the gzeiras. Now, ki yoyres u meshachreres te shchichi boz nus ligzer, the chorot akasha, hoi bezoi by ki yoyres and a meshachreres, if there was, she was a shiksa, she was a shivcha, so a shchiach for them to have nus, how can the rabbanon not make a gzeira? Like, how come they don't have to wait 3 months? And Rashi says, Ki yeres o mashachroves gedeilo, te shchiach boz nos ligzor, she yamtinu kadei lahavchen bein zera shenizra shloi begdusha, le zera shenizra begdusha. That should be the biggest thing to wait. If you have a shiksa, and now she became a Jew, of course you should have to wait 3 months to get married. We have to make sure she's not pregnant to know if the kid's a Jew or the kid's a guy. Like if the kid was, if she's Nizra before when she was a Shiksa, it's a different kid than if the kid is Nizra first after she becomes a Jew. So for sure she should have to wait 3 months. How come you're telling me now even a Gedola does not have to wait 3 months? So my answer is, Hudiyamak Rabbi Yossi. It goes like Rabbi Yossi Shita. The Tani will learn like this. Hagi Yoyres, a Shiksa that became a Ger, via Shruya, or else a lady that was captured, the Goyim captured her. Via Shivcha, or else a Shivcha. She Niftu goes on a Shruya, they were paid her. They saved her from the Goyim. They freed her, they brought her. Vishinis Gairu, else she was a Goyim, now she became a Jew. Vishinis Tachru, else she became freed. She was a Shivcha, and her owner let her go free. In all these cases, Tzuricha is la'amten gimuch adoshim. Tivir Rabbi Yehuda. And that's very good. That's the Svara. But even after they become a Jew, they become free, they become poido, you have to wait 3 months to make sure they weren't pregnant. Because if they're pregnant, there's a different halacha. The father wasn't a Jew, the mother wasn't a Jew, there's all different halachas. So rather in these cases, you have to wait 3 months to make sure she's not pregnant before she gets married. Rabbi Yossi Matilieris Vlinosa Miyad. Rabbi Yossi says no, she's allowed to get married, have Erisin, and have Nisuyin right away. Now, Omar Rabba, my time of the Rabbi Yossi, what's the reason of Rabbi Yossi? Why not? Why doesn't she have to wait 3 months? There's a chash, maybe she's pregnant, maybe she has nus before. So Gemara says like this, Kisova once more is Isha Mizana Mishameshes Bemoich. Kadesh Lo Tisaber, Monashoch. If you're afraid she has nus when she was a shiksa, namala zoina, make sure she doesn't become pregnant. Like she'll put cotton there not to let herself become pregnant. So for sure, if there was any chash of nus, she wouldn't be pregnant. So you don't have to be worried, maybe she's pregnant. Omalay Abayas, Abayas said back, Bishlay Megiyoris, Bishlay, I can understand the Giyoris, a lady that wants to become a Jew. I can understand Kiva the title of Giyurei, like you don't become a ger overnight. You have to think about it before. So Mastama, she had time to think about it before. So for sure, like the last 3 months, she was watching herself not to have znus. He's kivun to die to legiurei mintur anavshei. Kadei lahavchin bein zeresh in Israel begdusha or bein zeresh in Israel shloi begdusha. For sure, she did not have any znus these last 3 months because she knows she's going to become a Jew soon and she wants to make sure that the children now will be Jewish. So for sure, she's not going to have any znus the last 3 months. So therefore, it's very good that a Giyuris, you don't have to be afraid she was pregnant. For sure, these last 3 months, she didn't live with anybody. She wants to make sure she has das to become a Jew. That for sure, she wants the children now to be Jewish. She won't live with anybody.
If she was captured, or a shivcha, that she was a maid, nami, the shmiya mimurayu, or marantara nafshayu, that they heard what? That the master plans to free them. So maybe they watch themselves. Who's in the shriyas also? They hear they're going to be freed. So maybe they start to watch themselves. They won't have any znus. That's good. Eloyoid says, b'shein v'ayin, echim ishkachas lo. But as Alocha by Nevin Kenani or Shifcha Kenanis, if the master punches out a rye or knocks out a tooth, she goes out free. So in such a case, it could happen suddenly that they did not know they want to free her, and all of a sudden she goes out free. So in such a case, we have to be afraid. Maybe she's pregnant. V'chitayman, maybe you tell me, Enichanami, called the Memela, my dear Rabbi Yossi, in any case like this, where she goes out free Memela, where she got a tooth or eye knocked out, when she goes out free. In such a case, we have a chash. Maybe she has nus before. And therefore, we do have to wait 3 months. For your tanan, we learned like this, or vatanya, we learned. Anuso mafuta.
Tzricha la'amtim gimel chadashim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Echlami Rabbi Yehuda's shita is, even by Eshes Yisrael, Bas Yisrael, if a man is ma'anes an isha, or talks her into having znus with her, before she gets married now, she has to wait 3 months to make sure she's not pregnant. Rabbi Yosi mate liyeres l'nosem miyad. You see, Rabbi Yosi yells no. Anything that happens mamela suddenly, Rabbi Yosi is not chashish for it. He says she's allowed to get married right away. You don't have to be afraid. Yeah. So who is a kasha taka? Why not? What's taka's for Rabbi Yosi? Why shouldn't she have to wait 3 months? So when the Torah says like this, Elo Omer Abaya, Isha Mizana Misapecha Shlete Saber, that Rabbi Yosi's story is an Isha that has nus, here even though she's an Oynes and Mefuta, they know what to do with themselves. They know how to turn upside down to make sure the Zera doesn't get inside them the right way, they shouldn't become pregnant. So therefore there's no shot that they're pregnant. Rashi says, Misapecha, the af yoitzah b'shein v'ayinami leka hashtu l'mifruch t'chivon t'hippuch kalu lo v'yein lo terech mitapechasi t'cholisha mizdana eni reitz l'saber. Like even in the case where she went out free overnight, where her tooth was knocked out yesterday, but still, even though 2 days ago she didn't think about becoming free, but the same svara, even though she had znus when she was a shivcha, but that's a metzias of a zayna, that they don't want to become pregnant, and they turn upside down to make sure the zera doesn't go in the right spot. So you don't have to answer what we said before, they have to have a moich, even without a moich. They're misapechas, and that they do for sure. In other words, if you want to use a moich, that's before a cotton there, to put a piece of cotton there, that's a big tircha. That's only if they know better. If they don't know better, they wouldn't do it. But if you're telling me now a new teretz, stam da mishapich, to turn upside down, not to become pregnant, that's easy to do, that every zayna does. So therefore, by znus, you don't have to be afraid, maybe she became pregnant. V'idach, what does the other man, the yom, hold? Like, if that's a good svara, what's your view, the svara? Chayashino, we're afraid, shema loy nishapcha yofa yofa. True, that's a good svara, zayna doesn't want to become pregnant, and she'll turn upside down, but maybe she didn't do a good job. So you have to be afraid still, since the zera went into her body, maybe she became pregnant. So therefore, if Yehuda holds, she does have to wait 3 months, and if Yehuda says, in these cases, you don't have to wait 3 months. Then our Mishnah says, V'imhoye kahanis. Again, in the case where the two men got married, and they switched wives by mistake, so now, if they're kahanis, it says the Mishnah what? They're also tichruma. V'imhoye kahanis, nislu mina truma. They're apostle tichruma. So where it says kahana is in, if the ladies are kahanis, Yisraelis loy, mashmi of the Yisraelis, then they don't become posel, tichruma. The question is, why not? Rashi is, Yisraelis loy b'tmiya, hoyo v'yeshes koyini, afilu basti so nami asuru l'bayla koyin. Like the Chur, right? In the tzad that she's the Yisraelis, but if she's married to a koyin, the law is, a kohen is not allowed to live with a lady if she has nus with somebody else, even b'yainis, even b'sheikei. So if so, even if she's a Yisraelis, but if she's married to a kohen, she's also to him. So Gemara says like this, Eima, im hoyu nesuya kohanim, enech nami, it means if they're married to kohanim, then they're also. So tomorrow, nesuya kohanim in, nesuya Yisraelim loy, if they're married to Yisrael, no. I've omer Rav Amram, homilso omalon Rav Sheshes. This word, Rav Sheshes told us, v'yanarinu li'enayin, and he lit up our eyes, mimastisa from a Mishnah. The what? Eishes Yisrael, a wife of a regular Yisrael, shenensa, that she had znus with somebody, b'yoyinu, somebody forced her, afa pisha materas labailo, even though she's allowed to live with her husband right now, you should know, psulu lakuna, she's puzzled off her kain. So you see, chaps not gemini, even Eishes Yisrael, that she's psulim nakanim. So Gemara says, "I'm a rov achikom." This is what our Mishnah means to say: "Im hoyu kahanois nesuyas leYisrael." If these wives here are kahanois, they themselves are kahanis, but they're married to a Yisrael, is nislu mina truma to bein Yisrael? You should know that possible for meeting truma now from their father's house. There's even though they get a get, and it's like this: Kol zaman the bas kahanis is married to Yisrael, she can't eat truma. But when she gets a get, she goes back to her father's house. Here, since she was nivula with somebody else, even behind this, you should know she's possible for meeting truma lirlam. She can never go back to truma. Like Rashi says, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. That emhoyu kahanis,
Benois Kahanim, these were the daughters of Kahanim. V'yafilu nesuyis liYisrael, even if they're married to a regular Yisrael, to lemahani yais nus losun abaleim, that this nus does not ask them to the husband, because the law is by a eshes of a Yisrael. If the man is a Yisrael, then if his wife was ba'inis with somebody else, or b'shoigeg, then mutter. So here the mutter, still the lachar is nifsalu, mitshuma v'nesaya, shim yomas baila, if the husband dies, and they have no children, that usually the bas kanes goes back to her father's house, tishuma, over here you know she remains posel yelam. Since lemaisa she had snus with another man when she was married to her husband, even though it was done b'yoynes or b'shoigeg, negeh tishuma, she's nifsalu, she becomes posel. Hadru lecha abu achim.